Chapter 2. The Walk Home. The sergeant entered the club and returned with Danton.
What? He said to me. They have arrested you, my friend? You, the friend of Camille? You, one of the most faithful Republicans? Citizens, he continued, addressing the sergeant. I vouch for him. Is that sufficient?
You vouch for him. Do you also vouch for her? Asked the sergeant.
For her? To whom do you refer?
This girl.
For everything, for everybody who may be in my friend's company. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, said the man, especially since I have had the pleasure of seeing you. With a cheer for Danton, they walked away. I was about to thank Danton when his name was called repeatedly from within the club.
Pardon me, my friend, he said. You hear, I must leave. I'm coming, he shouted, addressing whoever was calling in his strong voice.
He hurried back into the club. I remained standing at the door, alone with my stranger.
And now, my lady, I said, where would you have me take you? I'm at your service.
Why, to Madame Ledieu, she said with a laugh. I told you, she was my mother.
And where does Madame Ledieu reside?
Rue Ferou, 24.
Then let us proceed to Rue Ferou, 24.
On the way, neither of us spoke a word, but by the light of the moon, I was able to observe her. She was an appealing girl of 21 or 22, a brunette with large blue eyes. She had a finely shaped nose, full lips, white teeth, hands like a queen's, and feet like a child's. And all these, regardless of her dress as a laundress, suggested an aristocratic air that had stirred up the sergeant's doubts not without good reason. We arrived at the door of the house and looked at each other a moment in silence.
Well, my dear Monsieur Albert, what do you wish?
My fair stranger asked with a smile.
I was about to say, my dear Mademoiselle Solange, that it was hardly worthwhile to meet if I am to part from you so soon.
I beg 10,000 pardons. I find it was well worth the while, for if I had not met you, I should have been dragged to the guardhouse. There it would have been discovered that I am not the daughter of Madame Ledieu. In fact, it would have developed that I am an aristocrat, and in all probability they would have cut off my head.
You admit, then, that you are an aristocrat?
I admit nothing.
At least you might tell me your name.
Solange.
I know very well that is not your right name.
No matter. I like it. I'm going to keep it, at least for you.
Why should you keep it for me, if we are not to meet again?
I did not say that. Now I will only say that if we should meet again, it will not be necessary for you to know my name any more than I should know yours. To me, you will be known as Albert, and I shall always be Solange to you.